Kitty Wink listeners.
I'm Juliana.
And I'm Lindsay. So glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners. This is episode 6 of our sports series.
Our mascot and octopus pal, Ozzy, is thrilled to have you as a member of the Kitty Wink crew. Together, we all make an amazing team.
All right, Team Kitty Wink, it's time to guess the sport in this story. Lindsay, we are ready for your 3 clues.
Okay, clue number 1, it's an Olympic sport.
Okay, there's a lot of Olympic sports.
True. Clue number 2, this ball and paddle sport is very good for your brain. It requires a lot of mental focus.
Okay, I would think chess, but it's a ball and paddle sport.
Yeah,
okay,
that's kind of 2 clues there. And then final clue, this is my favorite clue. There are many names for this sport, including whiff waff.
Whiff waff. Okay. Wow. It's an Olympic sport?
Yeah, I swear.
Okay, listeners, what do you think? I do love the name whiff waff. And it's a mental sport. I'm going to go out on a very long limb here. Is it ping pong?
It is. It's ping pong. Or table tennis or whiff waff, you know, whatever you want to call it.
That's great.
Listeners, please listen for geometry and geography in the story. Remember, geometry is mathematical and geography is about locations.
Let's go, team. Come along with us. It's time to listen and then we'll discuss.
Ready? Go, Team Kitty Wink!
Chen has tried so many sports, and he dislikes all of them. Soccer, or otherwise known as football, the cleats hurt his feet. Basketball, the hoop is way too high for him. Volleyball, his wrists always hurt. The list goes on. In his hometown, Shanghai, China, there are tons of sports available to play. But Chen really doesn't like any of them yet. How do so many people in Shanghai find a sport they love? There are over 26 million people who live in Shanghai, and Chen felt like almost all those millions of people had a sport they loved.
Wait a minute. Did you say 26 million?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Is that the biggest or most populous city in the world?
Almost. It's the 3rd largest city in the world.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. So everyone Chen knows has a sport they love?
Well, he thinks they do, at least, including his dad. Well, that one he knows. Chen's dad, Bo, really wants him to find a sport. And Bo, who's an avid runner, wants Chen to find a sport. And not only any sport, he wants him to find a sport that involves speed on his feet.
Oh, boy.
Bo runs the annual Shanghai Marathon every year and dreams of the day when Chen might join him.
Aww.
He wants him to learn endurance and believes he must find a sport where you are running all over the place.
I see. Bo thinks running is one of the most important parts of a sport.
He does, and I'm guessing you don't agree.
How could you guess? Well, you know, I think it's great exercise, but I definitely don't think it has to be through running. And I think the most important piece in finding a sport is finding one that you love.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But Bo was focused on finding a sport with speed on your feet, and he had a new idea he brought up with Chen.
Chen, how about you try ice hockey? I know you haven't loved running on your feet the way I do, but what about skating on ice?
No, thanks. That doesn't sound fun to me either.
Well, too bad. I signed you up. We really need to get you into a speedy sport pronto. You start next week. I'm sure you'll like it more than you think.
Ugh, but Dad, can we talk?
No, this is our next step in the sport finding journey. End of discussion.
Oh, man, I wish Bo would talk this out with Chen a little more. I mean, could Chen talk to his mom?
Typically, yes, but Chen's mom was out of town on a business trip. But her being out of town meant Chen did get some extra time with his Uncle Steve. He saw Uncle Steve a lot, but his uncle made even more trips out to see him when one or both of Chen's parents were out of town.
Oh, how awesome. I'm assuming it's awesome and that Chen likes that time with his uncle?
Oh, he loves his time with Uncle Steve. And actually, that night, after his tricky conversation about hockey, Uncle Steve picked him up to take him out to dinner.
Hey, Chen, I'm so excited, man. I found the coolest new restaurant. I can't wait to show you.
Uncle Steve knew Chen so well and knew he was clashing a bit with his dad over sports, so he had a plan. He took Chen to a restaurant that had dinner, but it also had rows and rows of ping pong tables.
Ah, cool.
Chen had never played ping pong before.
Oh, I really hope he likes it.
He couldn't get enough of it.
Ah, yay!
He ate one spring roll and let Uncle Steve finish the rest, along with the Kung Pao chicken they ordered, because Chen was mesmerized by the sport. He watched every move other players made and tried out new types of hits when he was playing.
Chen, you are a natural. Wow, man, I've never seen someone so good right from the start. You might even be better than me already,
Uncle Steve said after about an hour of playing. He was totally right. Chen was jumping in the air, getting the impossible shots. He knew how to make the ball spin to confuse his opponent. He could serve. He made the ball go fast. He made it go exactly where he wanted it to go.
Wow, good for him for figuring it out so quickly. I mean, that is really amazing. I think ping pong's actually pretty hard. I would have to practice a lot to get better. But it's such a fun sport.
I'm glad you called it a sport, because it definitely is. But Chen wasn't sure if it counted as one.
Uncle Steve, is this a real sport? My dad says ping pong is just a hobby some people have, not a sport.
Oh, little man, it's totally a sport. It requires practice, mental strength and clarity, focus, precision, quick thinking, and so much more, responded Uncle Steve.
I want this to be my sport.
Chen was beyond excited that he had found a sport he didn't just enjoy, he really loved.
I think that's a great idea, little Chen. I have another surprise for you,
Uncle Steve said, and took him into the little sports shop next door.
Pick any paddle you want, my gift to you.
Uncle Steve, thank you,
Chen said and looked around in amazement at all the beautiful ping pong paddles. He chose a blue one, and then he got to choose a box to hold the paddle and ping pong balls. He chose a shiny one with a cool design. It had seven sides, so the top of the box was a heptagon, or a seven-sided shape. It fit his paddle and the balls perfectly. When he got home, he couldn't wait to show his dad what was in the box. He opened the seven-sided lid and said,
Dad, I have news. I don't need to start hockey next week because I found a sport that's better for me, ping pong.
What? That's not a sport, his dad responded. Hey, Bo, have you ever seen ping pong in action? It's an Olympic sport,
Uncle Steve piped in with his thoughts.
What? But you don't run, Bo said. You don't have to run for it to be an intense sport. Here, check out these videos, Steve said and pulled out his phone.
After only a few videos, Bo had changed his tune.
Oh, that's awesome.
He had no idea it was such an impressive sport. And Steve also showed him some videos of Chen playing at the restaurant. Bo was excited about Chen's future playing ping pong and even went out the next day and bought another paddle to put in Chen's shiny heptagon box so that they could play together.
Yay!
Thanks to the love of his very supportive uncle, Chen found his sport.
And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, Kitty Wink. Can you tell us your name and where you live?
My name is Fenton, and I live in New Jersey City.
Fenton, we're so glad you're here today. We can't wait to talk to you about this story. Do you remember what sport was featured in this story?
Ping pong.
Yes, ping pong. And did you know anything about ping pong before hearing the story?
Ping pong is a sport?
Yeah, ping pong's a sport. Did you learn anything after hearing the story? Did you learn anything during the story?
There's 26 million people in Shanghai, China.
Yes. Oh, wow. So the geography part of the story was about Shanghai, China, right?
Yeah.
So is 26 million, is that a lot of people or just a few people?
A lot of people.
Yes, definitely is. And then going back, did you learn anything about ping pong in the story or anything interesting about the sport from the story?
It's the thing that you hit the ping pong ball is kind of like a racket that you hit a tennis ball.
You're right. And you said you like tennis. It's kind of like tennis.
Yeah.
Do you remember, this was one of my favorite clues, do you remember what it used to be called? Did it used to be called Whiff Waff?
Yeah.
Isn't that so silly?
I want to call it Whiff Waff.
I want to call it Whiff Waff too. I was laughing so hard when I learned that, Lindsay. And you mentioned it is an Olympic sport and you use a ball and a paddle, right?
Yeah.
So was there anything else that you learned about Chen? What do you think he learned in this story?
Ping pong is a sport.
Yeah. He found that out pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
Did he go with his dad or did he go with his uncle to play for the first time?
With his uncle.
With his uncle, yeah. And he could talk to his uncle and his uncle kind of helped him through his sport dilemma, right?
Yeah.
Is there someone you can talk to about things? Who's your favorite person to talk to about things?
My mom.
Your mom? That's so great. And do you think his dad learned anything about ping pong?
He known that ping pong is not a sport.
Yeah, he didn't think it was a sport. And so his brother, Uncle Steve, convinced him otherwise by showing some videos of Chen playing, right?
Yeah.
What about you? Would you like to play ping pong with your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you'd have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it was great that Chen could find a sport that he liked, not a sport that his dad liked, but a sport that he liked. It's always great to find something that works for you. Did you notice any geometry in the story?
Yeah.
What did you notice?
Geometry is also the name for ping pong.
Yeah, so geometry, the math, or the we were talking about the shapes in the story. And this shape, I don't hear about this shape too much. I know it had 7 sides. Do you remember what it was called?
A heptagon.
A heptagon. Good job. Sometimes it's called a septagon, but usually a heptagon. And yeah, he kept his paddle and balls in that heptagon box. Pretty cool.
I think I would like a heptagon box. What about you?
Yeah.
You could probably keep a tennis racket in a heptagon box if it's really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have to be a pretty humongous box, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Fenton, are you ready for a would you rather question from us?
Ready.
Okay, here goes. Would you rather play ping pong in the dark with a glow-in-the-dark ball or play ping pong on the beach with your feet in the sand?
In the sand.
Tell us why.
Because I don't want to see the ball when it's dark outside.
Yeah, you know, I agree, Fenton. I would want to play ping pong on the beach with my feet in the sand way more than I would want to play with a glow-in-the-dark ball because I still feel like if I missed it, it might hit me.
I'm going to pick the glow-in-the-dark ball.
I have a feeling you would pick it. Why, Lindsay?
I don't want sand on my feet, and I just think it would be a cool challenge. Be fun.
Okay, Fenton, you and I are going to go to the beach and play some ping pong. We'll leave Lindsay back, and she can play with her glow-in-the-dark balls.
I think I'd have fun with it. All right, Fenton, do you have a would-you-rather question for us?
Would you rather be an alligator or a bird?
Ooh. An alligator or a bird? Well, I think I would like to be a bird because I would think it would be so fun to fly in the sky and fly through clouds and you could get places really quickly. What about you, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think I agree with you that a bird would be really cool. I'm a little afraid of alligators too, so I'm not sure I'm going to be an alligator. What about you, Fenton?
An alligator.
Oh, you'd want to be a scary alligator. Why?
Because I don't want an alligator to come falling down my house because I just want to be an alligator.
You just want to be an alligator. And Lindsay, I have to remind you, not all alligators are scary. There's Ari the alligator.
It's true. Very true. Ari is very kind. It's true. Yeah. And I'm sure Fenton as an alligator would be very kind as well.
Yeah. Would you show us your beautiful teeth if you were an alligator?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Fenton, and listeners. We loved chatting with you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Fenton.
We hope you enjoyed our ping pong story and that amazing conversation with Fenton.
Yes, it's so fun hearing from our Kittywink community, and we would love to include you on our Kittywink team too. If you want to be on the podcast, email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com. And parents and caregivers, check out our Instagram page at Kittywink Crew.
Thanks for letting us share what we love and for being part of Team Kittywink with us. We will end with a reminder from our favorite pal, Ozzy, to lead with your three hearts. That's showing love and kindness with your body, mind, and words. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for the support. Goodbye.
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kittywink Crew production.